Good morning.
Today's Bible reading is Matthew chapter 25, and we'll be reading from verses 1 through 13. That's Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. And it reads, "And the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and took their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came by. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" This ends the Bible reading.
Amen. It's wonderful to be here. I'm honored to share the word of God with you. As Christian, one of the beautiful things of being a Christian is listening to the word of God. But unlike the people of the world, they never had the opportunity to be guided. And so they are guided by their ways, by their thoughts, by their thinking. But the Bible told us that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end is destruction. But we are guided by the word of God, which is the light unto our path. What we'll be discussing this morning is something a little bit different from the exciting things that we've been talking about. It's about the day of the Lord. A day is coming, which is going to be a day of the Lord, the judgment day, where everything that has a beginning surely has an end. This world has a day begun. And definitely one day it will all end. We are all born one day, and one day we will live here. As children of God, it is important for us to be aware of this and being prepared. In our Bible reading, we read of the story of the 10 virgins. Oftentimes we read this story casually, and maybe we do not put the necessary value and essence to this story. Jesus Christ told this story to his disciples. He talked about 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Why were they wise? The Bible told us that they were prepared. As children of God, are you prepared? Are you prepared for the evil days? The Bible told us that the life of a man is short and is full of evil days. What is the day of the Lord? In various and different times in the Bible describes the day of the Lord as the day of reckoning, as a day of visitation, a day of judgment, of fire. Some Bible passages describe it as darkness in the sky. But what is the day of the Lord to us? According to our story, if you read that place, Matthew 25, the Bible told us that the foolish ones, because they don't have oil in their lamps, They are not prepared, and they have to go fetching for oil. And when the bridegroom came, they were nowhere to be found. And so they were shut off. What about us? After all the labor, after trying to deny ourselves of the world, instead of us sitting down at home and enjoying the comfort of our bed, we've come here trying to be good. Are you sure you are ready? Because if Christ comes, will you be there? Will you be found wanting? The Bible in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. Let's read. It said, the day of the Lord shall be like a thief in the night. It shall come unexpected. If you say it, please read. Yes, it will come like a thief, unaware. Are we prepared? Of course, because the five virgins were unaware of when Christ would come. That is why they think that they could source for more oil to their land. But what happened to them? They were cast away. They were rejected. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them as a travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. You see, the day of the Lord is certain, and it shall come. But if we are not prepared, we will be lost, just like people who have had a field of their life with the pleasure of the world. How bad will it be if you have denied yourself of the pleasure of this world and at the end of the day you could not enjoy the blessing that is reserved? Paul, in one of his writings, he said, I fight not as though someone that beats the air or aimlessly, but I fight with the aim of achieving. Are you running your Christian race with the aim of receiving the reward? The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it said, we should not be weary of well doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. Do you know that the good work that we do as Christians has a reward? Oftentimes we give up along the way because we thought that, no, the reward did not come, will not come. But I tell you, the day of the Lord will be a day of visitation. It could be a day that your faith will be challenged. Every day we face it. Sometimes we even say Sunday is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord, because it's an opportunity to meet with the Lord. But a great day is coming when there will be work no more. When there will be, you will not need to pray again. Where there will be no second chance. Are we prepared? Many of them were not prepared. The five virgins, and so they were shut out. This is a spiritual awakening. That we are not just here for nothing. Coming to church or being a Christian, being a child of God, is not just for nothing. There is a day of reckoning. The day of the Lord is a day of judgment, where what we have done, the Bible says, a day has been appointed where all that we have done in the flesh, we shall give account. Let's read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and give his commandments. For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
Verse 14, he said, for God will bring every work into judgment. What is your work? God will bring it into judgment. He said, every secret thing, whether it be good or bad. Are you aware? that those secret things will be brought to light. They will be judged. In the book of 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 10, chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible describes how the day of judgment will look like. Is it going to be a day of triumph for you? A victory at last? Is it something we are actually looking forward to? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10.
For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven will pass away with a great noise, and elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the world that are in it will be burnt up.
Yeah. He said from verse 9, he said, for the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief, which the heavens shall pass away. All the works that we have done, the money in the bank, your clothes, your beauty, your treasure, your family, all the things that you value will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works therein. If you will imagine, what do we labor for? We keep mounting goods and property and things that will go with using. The Bible says they will perish. He said they will be melt with heat. I noticed that in UK, a lot of burial activity after death is through cremation. It's not a familiar thing where I come from. But imagine that beautiful body that you spend all your time and labor and the image that you intend to protect will be burnt up into a box of ashes. Last week, where I was, we did a remembrance for some of the residents who have passed. And they were in boxes because they were cremated. Imagine you, what is the value of all this effort? What is the value of all that we do if we are not prepared for a greater salvation which is in Christ? The Bible says the earth will melt away and the works therein, they shall be burned up. 11, it says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye ought to be? What you are fighting for, when you know it's going to be gone, who should you be? What manner of person are you ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness? My dear brethren, think about it. What is that precious thing to you? What is it that you labor so hard that you cannot give God the glory in it? They will be melt away. They won't even remember you. When people die, people will be crying and they will labor, oh, he's a young man. Oh, he's a one. I remember yesterday I talked about a lady here who died in her sleep, if you remember. I think yesterday or day before was her birthday. So the Facebook pops it up. Oh, Rachel's birthday. I remember I felt sure. She's a pretty, beautiful young lady, and she's gone. We will be like that. Who should we be? What are you preparing for? Jesus said, lay not for yourself treasures on earth. Where your treasures be, there your heart will be. If you put all your effort in your family, that is what you'll be carrying all about. But they will leave you. It's a matter of time. When you die, none of them will join you in the grave. None of them will join in the grave. That precious business or image, they may not even be interested. It's only a matter of time. They will forget you. What manner of person are you supposed to be? This is an awakening call that we should not live our life as if there is no end. The end is knocking. It's close. Recently, we heard of the story of Myanmar, of the earthquake. They never expected it. If you see the video, how a tower crumbling down, what manner, the precious things you hold, they will go away. What manner of person? Verse 12, it says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the element shall be melted away with fervent heat. Nevertheless, according to his promise, look for heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. My brothers, my sisters, no matter what we put together, no matter the labor that we labor here, we will live it. Why not then start building treasure in heaven? Somebody described heaven as a bank account. If we have to withdraw from your bank account in heaven, how much will you have? We all make effort, make savings towards a mortgage or to do one thing or the other. But how much did we save in eternal treasury? Where more? Where fire? Where economy? Now the global world economy is shaking because of just one man's policy. But in every economy, man's policy cannot shake it. How much treasure do you have in your heavenly bank account? What does it mean to be prepared? Yes, we have to be prepared so that we are not caught unaware. We have to be spiritually ready. This race is not by flesh and blood. We are called into heavenly ways. We have to be spiritually ready, keeping our alarm trained. How can we keep our alarm trained? What is holiness? It's about the knowledge of the spirit that you have. How much word do you have in you? We don't even bother so much to come and listen to God's word. Too many of us, on Wednesday Bible class, where are we? Many of us don't give attendance to studying. How many private study do we give ourselves to? It's one thing to claim it, but if we don't grow by it, we will be babies. Apostle Paul said we should no longer be babies, but we should grow. If we must grow, we have to feed on the word. It is the abundance of the word of God that is in you. It is the measure of the Holy Spirit that can live in you. We have to be sincere. Everything will be destroyed. What kind of person are you ought to be? We have to be sincere in our Christian race. We can't be gentle and kind in the open and in the back door. We are cruel and we think about ourselves alone. We don't allow the love of God to rule our heart. The Bible says, if we say that we love our neighbor or we love our brother and we are being cruel to them, we are only deceiving ourselves. We have to show genuine love. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to rule our heart. Another way to be prepared is that we have to be alert. The Bible says, the devil, like a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. Many times we think we stand, but oftentimes when challenges come, we find ourselves that we are unworthy. We have to be prepared every day as if there is no tomorrow. We have to be ready in prayers. We have to be ready in holiness, in good works. So many of us joyfully and I don't know the word, frivolously live in sin. How can we, when we know that there is a day of reckoning, we have to repent. We cannot be in sin that grace may abound. Yes, God is graceful and He loves sinners, but God hates sin. He wants us to turn away and be right with Him. We can be prepared by being obedient. Being obedient and faithful children. So many occasions we are given laws and guidance, but how well do we keep these laws and guidance from God? Be faithful in what God has given to you. A few days ago, we talked about talent. We all have talent. Talents are opportunities that you have. Imagine how many persons have you told about Jesus. If Jesus comes today, how many have you reflected? Is your life a reflection of Jesus? Would people come to Christ just because they see you? There is a phrase I read, you might be the only opportunity that some people have to meet Jesus. You might just be the only opportunity. Why not let us talk today? We may not have the grace of tomorrow. Let us change today and be the example that Jesus wants us to be. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. The devil don't want you to go to heaven. The devil don't want you to be right. He wants to win as many people to his side. But when we are not filled and ready and battle prepared, I remember, is it not last week, we were talking about the armor of God. The armor of God. How well do we put on the armor of God? He talked about the fruit, the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. How do we use the sword of the Spirit to fight? How do we use the breastplate of righteousness? How do we lace our shoe with the gospel of peace? Wherever we go, wherever we are, can people see us and see the image of Christ? We have to be in the community of Christians for us to be ready. We can't be alone. We have to be. The Bible told us that as a man sharpeneth, as iron sharpeneth iron, so shall a man sharpen the face of his fellow men. My brother, being alone, you can't do the race alone. You need the people of Christ. You need like man. And that is why we should look for the community of Christians. We should try as much as possible to give attendance. The Bible says, as you see the day approaching, that we should not forsake the assemblies of ourselves. Let us be encouraged today to take advantage. Create a community of Christians in your home. Don't just be a Christian in the church. Are you known to be a Christian in your home? Call your family, call your children. Pray. Pray and sing and worship God. Let the presence of God be in your home, because the day of the Lord can come in different forms. It can be a day that will come and challenge your soul, that challenge your claim of righteousness. Will you be ready? It could be tomorrow, somebody will challenge you. We could be no more. Why not let us be prepared? We have to be accountable. We can't just be unaccountable. Some people believe that I can live the way I want. No, as a Christian, you cannot live the way you want. Remember, there is a place in when we take the Lord's Supper. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, when he was talking about taking the Lord's Supper, he said, not eating unworthily. It's not just about eating. There is a manner. Christian life is a manner. You have to live your life in the manner of the way of life so that you can be found. What? Remember, there are disobedient children. A disobedient child will be punished and treated like a castaway. But we should not be. We have the grace. Today is a day of opportunity for you to come back to Christ, for you to stand firm, for you to be accountable. It is not enough for we to claim the name of Christ, but it is even more than it. for us to live by it. How many people can claim, can point at you, can witness for you that you are a child of God? In your action, in the words of your mouth, in your expression, in your appearance, can people say you are a child of God? My dear brethren, why tarry thou? Today is the day of salvation. Have you been listening to this word every day? When will you give your life? You will notice that in the Bible never talks about Jesus arresting somebody. He said you have to give yourself to him. One way, and most important way, to be prepared for the day of reckoning is to be a Christian. You have to give your life to Christ. We can only give ourselves when we submit ourselves. That is the only way Jesus can be in control. Jesus can't arrest you. Jesus don't want to arrest you. Jesus wants you to submit yourself. And we as children of God, and you that you're hearing the word, you have to submit yourself. Don't just hear the word for nothing. You need to give your life to Christ. Today, I haven't heard the word. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. The Bible in the book of Hebrews 11 says, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those that come to God must believe that he is. You have to believe him. You have to confess your sin. How many of us, even Christians, are bold enough to confess Christ? Wherever you find yourself. And what about you that you are yet to give yourself? You have to confess Jesus. You have to outwardly proclaim that I give myself to him. We are not of this world. We can't behave like them. We can't live like them. We have different destination. Our destination is heaven. Our destination today is to show people Christ. That is our, whatever you are doing. Are you a doctor? Are you a pharmacist? Are you a lecturer? Are you a student? You have to show yourself in your family, to your husband, to your wife, as children, as parents. You have to show the image of Christ in you. And you must be baptized. Baptism is a demonstration of faith. If you have known him, if you believe in him, if you are willing to confess him, you have to put your faith into action. The book of 1 Peter chapter 3, 21, from 20, he was talking about the ark of Noah that saved the people during the day of the flood. He said, the like figure were unto baptism, which now save us. Go and read it. He said, now, any of you. But without baptism, you can't be saved. It's called simple obedience. You have to be baptized. And what does baptism mean? Baptism is a demonstration of the death and burial and the resurrection of Christ. For us to be a born again, we have to be dead to sin and be awakened into life. That's when we become a born again. I invite you today to Christ. Give yourself. Jesus wants people who are willing and ready to let go of their life so that he can take control. If you don't give yourself to Christ, definitely you give yourself to the world. Let us not be disobedient children, and let not us be an outsider. We are the child of the kingdom. We have to be in the kingdom. We have to run this race, and we have to win the crown. May the Lord bless us as we do his will, in Jesus' name.
Amen.